A survey of even a few stories from the Bible reveals that God is always out there ahead of us. When God called Moses into leadership, for example, Moses was a reclusive shepherd. God said, "You are going to lead your people out of slavery and into freedom." Moses said, "I can't imagine that. Nobody will listen to me." God made sure that both the Hebrews and the Egyptians did listen to Moses. God ensured that even Pharaoh would listen to Moses. And Moses became the faithful leader of the march to freedom. When Deborah said to Barak, "God wants you to gather 10,000 men to face that terrible general Sisera and his 900 iron chariots. The Canaanites have been treating you cruelly for 20 years, and now you are going to become the victor." Barak did not believe it. He needed Deborah to trust in God's future because he could not. "I'll only go if you go with me," he said. They went, and Barak's army prevailed. When Jesus sent his disciples out to heal people and to proclaim God's kingdom, they really had no idea what a difference they were going to be able to make. They got their training, they went out in teams, and it was only when they came back that they were joyful. They were amazed, in fact. "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us," they exclaimed. They hadn't believed it ahead of time. When a crowd of thousands gathered around Jesus to listen to his teachings, Jesus instructed his disciples to feed this massive crowd of people. But they could not even begin to imagine that such a thing was possible. "With 5 loaves and 2 fish, they asked in a tone of voice that implied, "Are you crazy?" Jesus gave thanks to God and began to divide the bread and the fish for distribution. Everyone ate until they were full, and there was food left over. After Jesus' resurrection, when God began to fill ordinary people with the power of God's Holy Spirit so that they could communicate across the divide of their languages, many of those standing by did not know how to interpret what they were seeing and hearing. "Those people must be drunk," they said, using the only frame of reference they knew. And Peter had to explain to them, "No, this is God at work among God's people. This is God giving us a vision for the future. The time has come in which everyone can call on God and be heard." Over and over again, God's imagination calls forth possibilities that we, with our limited perspective, are not able to picture. Over and over, God's imagined future becomes the present reality. Over and over again, God's plan proves to be the way forward, even though the plan seems outrageous when first proposed. It's enough to make a person think that perhaps we should begin to trust the dreams, the promises, and the glimmers of hope that God gives us. Enough to make us realize that God is worthy of our total devotion and praise. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 express the point well. "Now to God, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to God be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever." God knows what we're capable of even before we do. Alone, we are limited. But with God, nothing is impossible. By the power at work within us, God is able to accomplish far more abundantly than all we can ask or imagine. That's what makes the exercise of imagining with God so exciting. Whatever we can imagine, God can do even more. I was very moved by all the things shared via these yellow pieces of paper last week about what hope in God's future allows you to imagine. Many of you are imagining a world of peace and respect, where everyone loves and takes care of God's creation. You are longing for a world in which leaders act for the common good. Children are not abused, neglected, or abandoned, and nobody goes to bed hungry. Those who are ill, mentally or physically, receive care. You dream of a day when war will cease, people will live in safety, resources will be applied to solve problems, and everyone will have equal opportunity and a roof over their heads. According to these pieces of paper, as we imagine the world that we want to live in, we see a world of peace, understanding, and freedom. We see a world in which people treat one another with kindness and compassion. Differences and variations are accepted. The Spirit of Christ within each person is recognized. Forgiveness prevails. Contentment comes from God and not some other source. Everyone has learned to respect themselves and to respect others. Fear, judgmentalism, and prejudice are gone. And these phrases we're using not only to describe the world that we want to live in someday, but the church that we want to actualize now. I think we all have the sense that if we could begin to already live at least in one place, at least here, to live the way we want the world to be, then we are giving an important gift to ourselves, to God, and to the world. The yellow pieces of paper offered up last week describe also the spiritual qualities and the disciplines that we see as foundational to keeping us ready and able to contribute to God's future. Observing the rhythms of nature, trusting fully in God, opening our eyes to miracles, practicing serenity, allowing our bodies and spirits to be immersed in God's infinite healing, pursuing moral integrity, holding on to God's light, turning to the Holy Spirit for comfort, remembering our hope of heaven, learning to forgive, living from a sense of abundance, freedom, and joy, praying instead of worrying, asking daily for God to work in our lives, and accepting God's love for each of us were all mentioned as goals and attributes that we could challenge and support one another in developing. Some of us have specific hopes for our children or families or relationships. Some of us have specific prayers for work-related or health-related concerns. Some of us carry specific ministries very close to our heart. Some are visualizing the next lively stages of development of the church's facilities, programs, and ability to draw people into relationship with Christ. Today, I'm going to place all that we have imagined on God's altar, asking that God bless us for daring to trust God for the future, and praying that individually and collectively, we may increasingly come to know the truth of the statement that God is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. It is love of God which motivates us, and so we turn now to God in prayer. Holy God, in your presence, we allow ourselves today to hope for a world more peaceful, harmonious, and loving than it is right now. In your presence, we allow ourselves to dream of how we, through our personal choices, practices, decisions, words, and actions, might begin to contribute to the coming of your kingdom and your will on earth as it is in heaven. We know that we cannot change ourselves or change the world alone, Lord. We need you, and we need this community that you have given us to give us courage, comfort, and strength. We love you, Lord, and we want our worship this day to honor and praise you. All that you have given us belongs to you, And so, dear God, we ask that you guide us in the right use of our time, energy, resources, talents, and love. Our prayers today are especially for peace, O God. We seek your peace for our own hearts and minds. We seek your peace for a world seemingly racked with violence and conflict. The observance of Veterans Day has reminded us once again to consider both the price of war and the sacrifices offered for the sake of peace. May we be mindful of the freedoms and the opportunities extended to us by the love and faithfulness of others. May we live in a way that will bring credit to your followers. We join our voices in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.